Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment of Thoughts on Purim. One of the most famous practices on Purim is the practice of making noise when we recite the name of Haman during Megillas Esther. If you take a step back for a moment, it seems to be a strange practice in the context of the broader practices of our religion and faith. God gives us a mitzvah to wipe out the people of Amalek. We know that. That's a mitzvah from the Torah. One thing. God gives us a mitzvah, or the rabbis gave us a mitzvah to remember what happened to the Purim story. Great. Why do we need to make noise when we hear Haman's name? So there's an idea of blotting out Haman. The train's left the station. Haman's dead. If making the noise could kill Haman in the moment, and he was someone from Amalek, and he deserved to die, okay, it is what it is. It was what it was. Let's tell the story. Let's be inspired by the story. We don't normally think of ourselves as a people that's fixated on settling scores. We think of ourselves as an elevated people that does what's right and stands for principle. Why is it so important to keep on making noise when we say Haman's name? It's an interesting thing to think about. So if Shimshon Pinchas is concerned by this, he finds it difficult to understand. And he quotes a fascinating comment from the Vilna Gaon. We know in Megillas Rus, when Naomi, Rus's mother-in-law, returns to Israel, and the people of Israel, the people of her community, greet her, and she says, "Don't call me Naomi. Naomi, the root of Naomi has to do with pleasantness, because call me Mara instead. Mara is a language of bitterness, because God has embittered my life." What's this all about? What's she saying? I mean, obviously she's saying she's come on tough times, but the Vilna Gaon says a fascinating mashal. The Vilna Gaon says, imagine if there were two princes, both sons of the king. And Prince A, heaven forbid, kills Prince B. And it's found out that he killed Prince B, and he's brought before his father, the king. And he turns to his father and says, "Father, Father, please have mercy on me and don't punish me. I'm your beloved son." And the king says back to the murderer, "Vis-a-vis you, perhaps I can have mercy on you, but I can't have mercy on the fact that you killed my beloved son. This is not only what you did, this is to whom you did it." And the Vilna Gaon says, that's what Naomi is saying. "Do you know why we've come upon such challenging times, my family? Because when we were wealthy, living in the land of Israel, we didn't have the right attitude towards supporting the poor around us." So God, so to say, took revenge on us, not because we did something wrong, but because he was really avenging what we didn't do for his children, for the other Jews, other members of Klal Yisrael. And Rav Pinchas suggests that that's actually the issue in the Purim story. It's not just about Haman was a wicked man, he tried to wrong a nation, let's blot out his name. The reason why Haman had such a strong punishment, such a dramatic turnaround, is because he tried to annihilate God's chosen people. Now, it would be terrible to do such an inappropriate act to any human beings in this world, whether they be Jews or not. But it's uniquely tragic and uniquely disturbing to God when you do that to his chosen people. And that's the idea of striking when we hear Haman's name, because we're telling ourselves that we recognize that this isn't only about Haman, this is about God's tremendous passion and love for any time when the Jewish people specifically are treated in an inappropriate manner. Interesting thought. It definitely gives another aspect of thought about the tremendous importance of interpersonal mitzvos, particularly on Purim, as we've discussed earlier in the series. But this is basically the perspective of Rav Pinchas, that the reason why we make a noise for Haman's name is because it wasn't just his action, it was that God was so disturbed that Haman did this to his beloved chosen nation. An interesting thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.